Well, they're very open. You can see the game that they try and play. They're very a lot of build up and a lot of attacking threats. Like I said, very dynamic attacking wise. A lot of energy. Yeah, they play in a certain way. So yeah, it's going to be a really good test for us defensively, for sure. We're going to have to be really try and make as least errors as possible. Be very diligent in our work. Be very organised, and be ready for that side of it. But also, the flip side is we do see weaknesses in them, like they will see weaknesses in us. And the key is to try and exploit their weaknesses defensively. So, but again, we're just looking forward to the game. I think it's another one where I think outwardly everyone will say that Derby are the favourites for sure. Everyone would be expecting Derby to win this game, and we've proven already in the past that we can compete with these type of teams. We know how difficult it is. It's not, we've not had any easy game against these type of teams, so we're expecting a tough game, but one that we're looking to do well in.
The sort of place when you go as well, the longer you can keep it at 0-0, perhaps could turn it to your favour in the second half, for example.
We just have to play our game, you know, stay focused on ourselves. Of course, we're, as I just mentioned, we're well aware of their strengths, which they have a lot of. But really, it's about us. We know that if we're at the right level in our own game and our own game plan and how we play, and we're always be in a position where in with a chance of taking good points from each game. So that won't change. You know, I think that's important. It's served us well up to this point, and we'll continue in that way.
Goal scorers always get the glory, always get the credit, always get talked about. How pleased have you been with the defensive awareness of the whole team from up the front to the back?
Yeah, well, we're really clear. The whole team defends when we have to defend. And then we all try and attack or put ourselves in positions to allow the attack to happen. So, yeah, it's very much a collective. It's not about individuals in this team. It's very much about the collective and how it all works together, how they complement each other. So, yeah, we work on that daily, elements of that daily. And as I said, it's about what we do. You know, if we're at the levels that we know we can defensively and offensively, then we'll cause any team in this league problems. But when you're facing these type of teams, you know you're up against it. You know you need a little bit of those margins to go your way, especially away from home. But yeah, it's one to look forward to. That's what we are.
Have the players, I mean, touching on what you mentioned earlier, have the players surprised you perhaps with what they can do? And is there more to come?
No, not at all. Not surprise me. I think it's more in terms of as a manager, you know, when you first come in and constantly all the way through, you analyse the team, you kind of know what their capabilities are anyway, as individuals and obviously with a collective. And then when you see them work, it's really more you making them understand how good they can be rather than me being surprised how good they are. So that's your job as a manager, is to try and guide them to what they can be, you know, as individuals, but more importantly as a team. So I haven't been surprised at all. I think that's probably a better question for them. In terms of, you know, are they surprised by what they're doing? This is what we preach to them all the time. This is what we show them all the time. So to see them improving, and that's every single player, even the ones that haven't played, are improving and ready to come onto the pitch. It hasn't surprised for me, but maybe it's a more of a surprise or an eye-opener for the players.
Everybody talks to you about the positives and how happy you are with things. What has there been anything that's disappointed you?
That we haven't had more wins when we should have won. Certain elements of our game, defensively and offensively, we still need to get better at. In terms of our attacking play, we still don't make the most of some good situations that we create. And that's not just chances, that's the build-up play, that's how we're attacking. We still need to get better. And then defensively, there's still some mistakes that are made where we want to try and get it better than what we're doing. So I don't think you're ever satisfied, really. I'm very pleased with everything. I'm satisfied overall with how it's gone, how the players have responded to everything that we've asked them to do. It's been really a joy to work with them. So, but yeah, there's definitely a need to improve for sure.
Just finally, can you just run through the injuries? How's Craig and everybody else that we're waiting to hear about?
Yeah, Mags, as we said, he's still out. The Aston Villa game's still the target for him. Harley's back in training. He's been training all week. It was just, I think it was a case of in that game, it just is one of them where could you run it off or not? He couldn't quite run it off, so he came off the pitch. So he's been back in training and available. Craig Gardner's back and available. And yeah, that's the others. Obviously, David Davison and Isaac. Isaac should be back in with us training, as I said, in the international break.